Welcome. This is Signal. The Tale of Emin by P.S.I. Narrated by This is Signal. In the rolling green hills of ancient Ireland, where the veil between the worlds was thin, there lived a man known for his lyrical voice and the beauty of his songs. His name was Emin, and his melodies could soothe the fiercest storms and bring tears to the eyes of the stoniest-hearted villagers. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and painted the sky in hues of purple and gold, Emin wandered through the forest, humming a tune that spoke of love and loss. Unbeknownst to him, his music had reached the ears of the Fae, the mysterious and capricious folk of the underworld. The queen of the Fae, intrigued by the haunting beauty of Emin's song, decided she must possess not only the tune, but the very name of the man who crafted it. For in the world of the Fae, a name held great power, and to know a man's name was to hold sway over his destiny. That night, as Emin lay sleeping beneath the boughs of an ancient oak, the queen of the Fae appeared to him in a dream. She was as beautiful as she was terrible, with eyes that shone like the stars, and a smile that promised both delight and doom. "Your name," she whispered, her voice a melody of its own. "Give it to me, and I shall grant you a gift beyond your wildest dreams." In the grip of the dream, Emin felt his name being pulled from his lips, and he was powerless to resist. When he woke the next morning, he found he could no longer remember his own name, nor could he utter a single note of his beloved songs. Desperate and nameless, Emin sought the counsel of the village wise woman, who was known to possess knowledge of the Fae and their ways. She listened to his tale, and with a furrowed brow, and shook her head gravely. "The Fae have taken your name, and with it your voice," she said. "To reclaim them, you must journey to the heart of the forest at a time when the moon is fullest, and there you must challenge the queen of the Fae to return what she has stolen." Emin, with nothing left to lose, did as the wise woman instructed. He ventured deep into the forest, where the trees whispered secrets and the air shimmered with enchantment. At the appointed time, under the light of the full moon, he called out to the queen of the Fae, her name echoing through the ancient woods. With every step, Emin could feel the weight of his stolen name pressing upon him, fueling his determination and igniting a fire within his soul. The queen materialized before him, her eyes gleaming with mischief and power.
"Ah, the nameless one," she taunted, her voice dripping with honeyed malice. "What brings you to my realm? Have you come to beg for your precious name?"
Emin stood tall, his voice steady and resolute. "I have not come to beg, but to reclaim what is rightfully mine," he declared, his words ringing with newfound strength. "You may have stolen my name, but you cannot take away my spirit, my passion, and my love for the music that flows through my veins." The queen's laughter filled the air, a haunting melody that sent shivers down Emin's spine.
"Bold words, nameless one," she sneered. But words alone cannot suffice. If you wish to reclaim your name, you must prove your worth.
With a wave of her hand, the queen summoned a harp made of moonlight and starlight.
Play,
she commanded, her eyes glinting with challenge.
Play a melody that will move even the stones themselves.
Emmon took a deep breath, his fingers trembling in anticipation. He closed his eyes, allowing the memories of his lost melodies to wash over him. With each strum of the harp strings, his heart poured forth a symphony of emotions, a tapestry of longing, loss, and hope. The forest fell silent, the creatures of the night drawn to the ethereal music that filled the air. The queen's icy facade wavered. Her eyes betrayed a flicker of admiration, but she would not be swayed so easily.
Your music is impressive, Nameless One, she conceded, her voice tinged with begrudging respect. But it is not enough. To reclaim your name, you must face 3 trials, each more treacherous than the last.
Emmon accepted the challenge without hesitation, his determination unyielding. The first trial tested his courage as he navigated a labyrinth of thorns and shadows, his every step guided by the memory of his stolen name. The second trial tested his resilience as he braved the depths of a bottomless abyss, his voice echoing through the darkness. Finally, the third trial tested his faith, as Emmon found himself standing before a towering mountain, its peak obscured by swirling clouds. The queen watched from afar, her eyes filled with both anticipation and a glimmer of doubt. With each step up the treacherous mountain, Emmon's legs grew weary, but his resolve remained unshaken. He faced gusts of wind that threatened to knock him off his path and icy slopes that tested his footing. But he pressed on, fueled by the memory of his stolen name and the desire to prove himself. As he reached the summit, a blinding light enveloped him, and the clouds parted to reveal a magnificent sight. A celestial choir of voices filled the air, harmonizing in a melody that resonated deep within Emmon's soul. It was a chorus of his own lost songs, carried by the wind and carried by the hearts of those who had been touched by his music.
Tears streamed down Emmon's face as he realized his journey had not only been about reclaiming his name, but about rediscovering the power of his music to heal, to inspire, and to connect. The queen, too, was moved by the beauty of the moment, her icy facade melting away. You have proven yourself, Emmon, she whispered, her voice soft and filled with awe. Your music has transcended the boundaries of this realm and touched the hearts of all who have heard it. I return to you what was taken, your name, your identity.
Emmon's heart swelled with gratitude as the queen bestowed upon him his name, his true essence. With his newfound power and knowledge that his music had the ability to bring light into the darkest corners, Emmon descended the mountain, his spirit soaring. From that day forward, Emmon's songs echoed through the land, carrying with them the stories of loss, triumph, and the indomitable human spirit. His music became a beacon of hope, a testament to the power of narrative tradition, steeped in loss and superstition, that had shaped the hues. And so, Emmon's heroic narrative continued, his songs weaving tales of love, redemption, and the enduring strength of the human soul. His melodies touched the hearts of generations to come, leaving an indelible mark on the rich tapestry of music. And as for the Queen of the Fae, she watched from afar, forever changed by the Nameless One who had taught her the true power of music and the resilience of man.